Our ability to sustain our focus and energy throughout the game was really, that was our best we have done it this year. And I thought our thing has really been starting faster and having a more productive start to the game. I think our fourth quarters and our second halves, in general, have been strong, but getting off to a better start, and we were able to do that. Now we walked away with 3 points in the first drive. Would have liked to score a touchdown, but again, being able to control the game with our run game and time of possession and walk away with some points was certainly a good start. And so just really, really happy for the players and coaches. Thought they worked really hard to put a game plan together, and were able to come out with a win.
First question this morning from Ben Barr. Good morning, Ben.
Morning, guys. Coach, congrats on a ranked win. That kind of achievement. I mean, what does that represent for you guys' progress there with your program?
Yeah, I think just looking at just the work that these guys have put in, bouncing back after come out getting the win versus Colgate to start the year, going out to Montana State and then coming home versus Monmouth and not really being able to really perform up to our standard. But then to go, be able to bounce back at Merrimack and then this game, I think it just certainly gives us some momentum, gives us something to look at and say, hey, if we do these things the right way, we can compete in the fourth quarter. And that's the big thing is we just want to be in a position to win the game in the fourth. And I think we're taking one step closer to doing that and building confidence with our players.
When did you realize the red zone looks to Cooper Heisey could be something that you guys could capitalize on? And also that little trick play with Montego Moss, they shouted that out with Randy's old game tape from 2002.
Yeah, that was, I mean, just incredible, like the comparison and how close it is. But to be honest, it wasn't it didn't come from that 2001 clip. But just with Tego, I mean, he's a great athlete, so I mean he can catch the ball, throw the ball, he can punt, he can do these things. And so he's always been the guy that's been involved with that play of getting the reverse than the pass. So pretty cool moment for him and his dad, and to have that was really neat. So hell of a play by Tego and Joey just to find the ball and stay alive was really a special moment there, just as we finished out the game. So yeah, just really excited for the players overall to be able to walk away with a win and continue to grow from this and go into the bye week relatively healthy and moving forward.
My last initial question is about, you said you were excited to get that win in the locker room after the game. I saw you were kind of pulling off like, what is that, the George of the Jungle type thing, beating your chest a little bit and getting the guys riled up. What was that locker room atmosphere like for everybody?
Yeah, I think just looking at the work that's gone into being here at Maine, being it's the players, the coaches, the hard work that's gone into it, and that's everywhere, right? I mean, there's no secret to how demanding playing football is, playing, coaching, being involved in. So I was just really proud of the players and want them to know that we recognize their efforts, their commitment, and mainly their commitment to the process, And so, like, when we win a game, I mean, we're going to be excited about winning games. It's important that we understand that. We expect to win games. We're not out here to participate. We're out here to compete. We're out here to win. And when we do, we want to be excited about that and be able to celebrate that with our t together. And there's nothing better than being in a locker room with your football team after a win.
Thank you.
Your next question, Kevin Stone. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
What's up, Kevin?
So I'm just curious. We talked a lot in the offseason about the alumni support and winning kind of spurs even more of that on. What kind of the support and I guess messages have you received since the win the other day? And how important is that to the kids to see, guys still supporting this team and appreciating such a big win.
Yeah, huge. I mean, we have a great fan base, alumni base as well, and that's something that I'm passionate about is building a community here at within Maine football, and within the University of Maine, but also Maine football is creating that community affinity with who we are and a brotherhood within the players that are currently here, but also our former players and our supporters, our families, our fans. That's important. And I feel like we've taken steps closer to do that. Obviously, going on and winning games is the most important thing, and to be able to continue to build that confidence in who we are. And then just for our players, I mean, I think it just more so validates some of the process, the process that they're focused on, the process that we believe in, and then going out and executing, and it just puts all that hard work into focus, but also validates it even more.
Next question from Larry Mahoney. Good morning, Larry.
Morning, Rob. Hi, Coach. How you doing?
Good. What's up, Larry?
There's two schools of thought. I mean, you've played six solid quarters of football. You got two wins. You've got momentum. Would you rather be playing this weekend with the momentum, or does it help to have some time to get some people healed?
Yeah, I think either way. I mean, I think it comes at a good time. I think, we got, guys that we're trying to get back, some guys that were banged up from this game. Playing two road games in a row. This will be good for us to have some have the weekend off, from playing a football game. Obviously, we're itching, and to get back out there. I think, when you look at the game from Saturday, I thought, we played really hard, but there was also some execution things that we need to get cleaned up. Some things that have carried over, even the last 2 or 3 weeks in terms of execution and things that we know that we're going to need to get better. Each team gets better within this league each week. And, if you're not working to get better and looking at things objectively, you're going to get beat. So, proud of the win, happy for the win, but also know that there's some things that have to get fixed. So this bye week certainly allows us to focus on our execution, getting more reps, as we prepare for Delaware.
How important, Jordan? I mean, they came into this game averaging 14.4 yards per completion. You held them to 10.6 yards. How important was that to again reduce the number of explosives and to give your defense a chance to make some plays?
Yeah, defensively, you kind of hit it there. I mean, the explosives, the last two games, we've cut those down to three in each game. And that's something that's really plagued us the past 2 years, and we've been able to cut those down. That's helped us, at least just getting off the field, giving our guys a chance to get off the field. Then, as a team, we've controlled the game in time of possession, so our defense hasn't been on the field for more than 60 reps in each of these two games. That's really helped our guys on that side. And but certainly cutting down the explosives, and then the pass game, we had some Devin Vaught was down for the game. He was out, and we had some of those other guys in the back end step up, Shakur Smalls, Jane Curry, a lot of guys were able to play in different roles. Robbie Ryobi, just speaking about the safety spot, and then Jamari Gibson, had the pick six late at the game. Elijah Kamara has been doing a great job. I just it's been great to see the steadiness of our back end improve. I think Coach Carey, Coach Harrison do a great job back there, and it really brought a sense of poise to that room and keeping the ball in front of us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Larry.
Jordan, just before I let you go, talk about the pick six by Jamari. Obviously, it was 7-point game. Albany's driving. What did you see from that play? And just break that down.
Well, obviously they were driving the field more in like a 2 minute mode, again on the plus side of the field. And I thought Isaiah Henderson, who we thought played really well for us up front, I mean, I thought he had a heck of a game, was able to get in front of the quarterback right before he released it and forced a high throw that got tipped by the receiver, and Jamari was there. So and Jamari was out, he got taken out of the game the series before for cramping, so he was back in the game. It was a slow pick six, but he made it, and I think he gave the quarterback a hesitation once, and that kept him free. And he finished in the end zone. So a really special moment. I'm really happy for the defense to build some confidence. Really happy for a guy like Jamari, who's been here. We recruited him out of high school, and then just to see his growth and development as a football player, but as a young man as well. And to be able to have a moment like that, he's a Rochester guy, kid too. So really, really happy for him. He had some family members there.
All right, Jordan, thanks so much for the time this morning. Enjoy the bye week, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, thanks.